Thank you for calling customer service. This is Crystal. How may I help you?
Hello.
Yassim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yassim, this is Crystal with customer service. How can I help you, please?
All right. Okay, I just had a text sent to me about a watch that I had won, and all I had to do was pay for the shipping and handling.
Yassim,
through Comcast.
Yassim, could you give me your zip code, please?
19810.
Thank you, ma'am. And your first and last name, please?
Jay Beck.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. I see you took the survey. Well, you paid the shipping and handling on the Hype Watch. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, how can I help you today?
Okay, and then when it finished, it had added on a Hype Pod for $29.97, which I did not authorize.
Okay,
I had the order numbers if you need
them. What's the total amount of that other charge? Is it $42.49.94?
I thought it was 30-something. It's 40-something?
I'm seeing $49.94, ma'am. But give me just a second. Let me look closer. Thank you. And you just paid the shipping and handling, is that correct?
On the watch, that's all I had to pay. It was five
yes,
something.
Ma'am.
And next thing I saw was some Hype Pod, and now you're saying it's up to 41, so there must be something else added onto it.
Yes, ma'am. It's $49.94, and it's for the earbuds. And a one-year warranty for them, ma'am, that's where that charge is coming from.
A one-year warranty on what?
The watch, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't agree to that either.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sorry about that. Give me just one second.
How can they just do this?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Give me just one moment, ma'am. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Okay. What we could do is offer you a 50% discount on that charge.
Offer me a what?
A 50% discount on that warranty.
No, I don't want it at all.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Give me just one moment. Thank you. Okay. Give me just a second and we'll get that taken care of for you. Okay, ma'am, just one second. And it will take 3 to 5 business days before you see this back in your account also. I wanted to let you know.
They can put it back in there right now. They can just stop the order and put it back in there.
I hope so. But just worst case scenario, that's the policy. I'm sorry, but hopefully it'll go back in there sooner for you.
No, it's going to be back in there. I'm going to be acting up. You're going to hear from this.
Yes, ma'am. Okay.
Because you wouldn't want anybody to do that to your account.
Yes, ma'am. I totally understand.
And then give you 3 to 5 days to get your money back, and you never gave permission to take it.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. Okay. That'd be $49.94. Okay, just one moment, and I'll have this completed for you.
Yeah, please do, because if you don't, I'm going to notify PNC Fraud Department, and they can stop it.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you all want 3 to 5 days so you can take the money out of my account, and I'm telling you in less than 5 minutes that you don't have permission to take it.
Okay, ma'am, I have that confirmation for you. Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
C as in cat, 8596. C as in cat, 798. A as in apple, and the number 1.
Okay, and what is my correct balance? Did you
Oh, yes, ma'am. The only charge on your account is now is for the $7.92.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
So they will not be trying to take out $49.
Yes, ma'am. That is correct.
That is correct.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name is Crystal?
Yes, ma'am. Crystal.
Okay. And what company is this?
We're a third-party customer service representation, ma'am. I can spell
company?
It for you. I can
yes.
spell it for you. SMICK.
That's the name of the company, SMICK?
Yes, ma'am. It's just an abbreviation. Yes, ma'am.
What is the full name of the company?
Yes, ma'am. Smith. You put S dot M dot I dot C dot K dot.
Okay. What does it stand for?
Smith, Martin, and then the I stands for IAZO. The C stands for CAPES. And the K stands for KAY.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling. Oh, yes,
I'm
sorry.
Only $7.92 is taken out of my account. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. You have a good day, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.